And so Amanda's going to share her story. She's going to tell us how God's brought her to this place, the opportunities that are before her. And then we'll take time to pray for her. And then I'll share some additional thoughts after she's finished. So Amanda, why don't you come on up? And I'm going to say a short prayer for you. So Father, we give you thanks. Lord, we are so grateful for the partnership and fellowship that we share, that Amanda came to be with us during her training here, and we've gotten to know her and love her. And now, Father, we get to partner with her. And so we just give this time to you, and we thank you, Father, for the bonds that we share and that we will share, Father, as she goes forward in her service. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Good morning, church. Thank you for having me here, and thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm not the best in public speaking, but bear with me. I just want to thank you so much for being with me during my time in training here. You all really touched my heart when I was working very hard in the hospital and trying to learn how to be an orthopedic surgeon. All right. So, as I said, my name is Amanda McCoy. I attended CBC for about 2 years during the end of my training, and during that time, you certainly ministered to me, and I recently left to go to Houston to finish up my training in pediatric orthopedic surgery. But during the last years, God has really placed in my heart a desire to go serve at Tenwick Hospital in Bemet, Kenya. And I will be going to World Gospel Mission, hopefully in September of 2018. And at Tenwick Hospital, our motto is, we treat, Jesus heals. Next slide. So today, the goal is to talk about me, where you can learn about me and what God has placed in my heart and how God has shaped me. I want to talk to you about Tenwick and God's ministry there. And then I want to talk about what my purpose at Tenwick will be. And then finally, I want to talk about how you can join me in partnership. Next slide. But before we talk about me, we have to talk about my dad. So this is my dad, William Henry McCoy Jr., born in 1951. And my dad grew up in the Pittsburgh Projects. He grew up incredibly poor. He used to tell me that as a little boy, he only had 2 pairs of pants. But God willing, my dad, sorry, he went to college. And then he met my mom in Baltimore. And they had me in Baltimore, my brother in Baltimore, and then we moved to Pittsburgh. And when we moved to Pittsburgh, my dad valued our lives and our education so much that we actually didn't live where he grew up. I grew up in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, where it was primarily white, and we were one of the very few African-American families. It was very hard for my dad and mom because they grew up in primarily African-American communities, but they really valued it. And when I was 6, my dad was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And my dad lost his ability to walk. And my dad lost his ability to use his arms. And he lost his ability to go out and function. And it just devastated him. And it devastated our family. Before my dad got very sick, he taught me so many things. He taught me how to use tools, how to take care of cars. He really put a desire on my heart to be good at math and science, which became very helpful later on in my life. And he taught me the importance of someone, thank you, being able to walk and being able to use their hands. And because of watching my dad's struggle with multiple sclerosis, God laid on my heart a deep compassion to help people walk again. And that has followed me all the way through. When I went to college, my dad got a lot sicker. And by the time I was a senior in college at Harvard, my dad was on hospice care because he was dying of aspiration pneumonia. I came back and forth to Boston and Pittsburgh during that time, but my parents said I had to finish college because that's what their plan was for me and that was what God's plan was for me. And so after my dad found out I got into medical school, he, with prayer, gave up his battle. And my dad died on May 9th, 2008, which was the day before I turned 22. And then after that, I graduated from college, and then God took me to North Carolina, where I was healed. And through the great sorrow of my dad's battle of MS, God provided just a wonderful joy and passion for taking care of people who can't walk. Next slide. So I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as I said. In Pittsburgh, I initially started at a suburban church, but my family felt that we needed to be at an urban church to really understand God's mission. And so growing up in Pittsburgh, I attended Allegheny Center Alliance Church. And it's Alliance Church that has a strong devotion to ministry workers. And so during our time at Allegheny Center, I met a missionary doctor named Dr. Chuck Bem. I met him when I was in high school. This is before God ever laid on my heart a desire to go to medical school, desire to be a surgeon, or a desire to go serve. But every time Dr. Bem came home on ministry assignment, he came and spoke to our church. And when he found out I got into medical school, he prayed with me and rejoiced with me. And all the way, he's always encouraged me. And it's amazing how someone talking to you about their ministry will place a ministry desire in your heart that you had no idea until God fulfills it. And at that time, I never thought I was going to be an orthopedic surgeon. I'm a Black woman. Black women typically don't have the opportunity to go to medical school. Black women typically don't have the opportunity to train as orthopedic surgeons. But through God, he made a way. So after I graduated from high school, I went to Harvard. And Harvard is great. I studied chemistry and physics. It was a difficult time, though, because I didn't really feel God was close with me in my life. But he was there, and he carried me. And he certainly carried me as my dad died. So after Harvard, I went to Duke in North Carolina for medical school. When I decided to go to medical school, God placed on my heart a desire for public health. And so I actually got my master's in public health at UNC during my medical school training. Also during my time in medical school, God gave me the opportunity to serve with underserved patients through the Durham Health Alliance, which is a clinic that served underserved patients in the Durham area. I also had the opportunity to meet more missionaries through CMDA. And I also had one opportunity to go on a short missions trip to the Dominican Republic. So it's really funny. I never thought I was going to be a surgeon. I thought when I was going to medical school, I was going to be a radiation oncologist because I was a physics major and I like particles. But, you know, someone said to me when I was doing my surgery rotation as a second-year medical student, they said, you have good hands. You should be a surgeon. And you should try ortho. And with that, God led me through an orthopedic surgery rotation and placed a desire in my heart to become an orthopedic surgeon. Even though I didn't have all the research background, I didn't have all the connections. And through prayer with my church in Durham, I was admitted into orthopedic surgery residency in 2012. And so I moved here back to Boston to start my orthopedic surgery residency at the Harvard Combined Program at MGH, Brigham, BI, and Boston Children's. Ortho is hard. Being an orthopedic surgery resident is very hard. But God is with me every step of the way. And he taught me incredible lessons, and one I want to share with you. So as a Black woman in orthopedic surgery, people rarely think I'm a doctor, let alone a surgeon. I'm often called a nurse, a sitter, a physical therapist. And sometimes that wears on your heart. But one thing God taught me is that because he's given us grace in abundance, I can give grace to anyone. And it doesn't matter who I am to them, because it matters who I am to God. And I am full in God. And it took me a couple years to learn that, but it has been such a wonderful lesson. Next slide, please. So, having had the word of God spoken into my heart at a very young age and a desire for missions work, even though I probably didn't know it when I was younger, God did something really special in August of 2016. Talking to Dr. Chuck Bem and other missionaries, they said, we want you to come serve at Tanwick, but don't come until you're nearly trained. And so in my last year of orthopedic surgery training, I went to Tanwick for 7 weeks. All right, next slide, please. All right. So Tanwick is in Kenya. It's in Bomet, Kenya, which is about 4 hours outside of Nairobi. It's probably only actually a 2-hour drive based on our roads, but the roads are not so good. So it takes a little bit longer. It's a little bit bumpier. Next slide, please. And so this is a picture of the hospital. So Tanwick Hospital started in 1955 by Dr. Ernie Sturey. He is a missionary doctor that came from Ohio and basically worked with the Tanwick Clinic to make it a tertiary referral hospital for that local area, serving a population of 1 million people. It's about 6,800 feet of elevation, and they have residency programs in orthopedic surgery, family medicine, and general surgery. So, in the early 2000s, there was a drive for local entrepreneurship. And with that, some entrepreneurs brought motorcycles to that area to allow young men to transfer goods to and from different towns. Unfortunately, with a lot of motorcycles and bad roads, there are a lot of orthopedic surgery injuries, a lot of femur fractures, a lot of tibia fractures. And so I had no idea how much I was needed when I got there, but when I got there, they put me to work. Next slide, please. So this is Judy and her family. So Judy, about a week before I came to Kenya, she was going to her uncle's funeral, and she was getting on a motorcycle to travel there. Unfortunately, another motorcycle hit her and caused a femur fracture and degloved her entire leg. And so when I came, I helped with Judy's probably third surgery at that point in time, and we tried our best to save her leg. We meticulously washed out her leg every other day. We gave her blood transfusions about once a week, and unfortunately, she became septic. So, although we were unable to save her leg, God was able to save her life. We performed an amputation at her mid-shaft femur, but she healed, and she didn't get sick. And now she is here with her parents, and she's back in school. Next slide. So this is part of the orthopedic surgery team I will be joining at Tenwick. Because the orthopedic surgery residency only started about 4 years ago, there is a great need for people who want to teach orthopedic surgery. And fortunately, in my last year of residency training, I was our educational chief resident. So God placed that on my heart, and he allowed me to do that position. And so I learned a lot of the ins and outs of how to develop curriculum for surgical training in ortho, as well as how to teach residents in the OR how to do surgical procedures. Next slide, please. So this is the OR in Tenwick. It's pretty basic, but we can do a lot, and God performs miracles here. Next slide, please. But something that's more important to me than the operating room is taking care of the special needs children in that region of Kenya. So the reason I went into pediatric orthopedic surgery is because I have a heart for children, and I love the privilege of taking care of children and their families. And so as you can see on the right side, that's me doing a home visit in Kenya. And on the left side, that's one of our little girls learning how to walk in our special needs clinic. Another thing that God has placed in my heart is a desire to take care of club feet. So club feet are a congenital abnormality where the foot is turned in, and children can no longer fit into normal shoes. And if it's untreated, children walk on the backs of their feet. And that limits their jobs. It can ostracize them from their community. And so by taking care of children's club feet, you can take care of them and their family. And in my training right now in Houston, I'm gaining experience, and God is using this to prepare me for my role in Kenya. Next slide, please. So I came back to the United States in July. I came back to the United States in October of 2016. I finished my residency, God willing. And then in July of 2017, I left you, and I went to Houston. And as I told you, Houston has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. I just want to thank you for your prayers during Hurricane Harvey. God did a lot of work during Hurricane Harvey and led people together to serve him and others. And in Houston, I've been developing special training for taking care of congenital conditions in children. Next slide, please. So I just want to share a couple of verses that God has placed on my heart during this whole journey. So in Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7, can't quite see it, but do not be anxious about anything, but with thanksgiving, present all your requests to God. For he, I'm sorry, I can't read it, and I usually have it memorized. And the peace of God, which transcends understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's something I want to share with you as well, that God's placed in my heart, is that we don't have to be scared. We are told to not fear in the Bible as the greatest command, because God is always with us. And because God is always with us, we can always step out in faith to serve those around us. So the second verse that God's placed in my heart is Matthew 25, 34 through 36. And basically, it instructs us to take care of the least of these. Because our job is to take care of those who can't take care of themselves. And it's such a wonderful privilege that God has taught us to love so abundantly that we can sacrifice for those who can't take care of themselves. Next slide. So, at the completion of my orthopedic surgery fellowship in pediatrics, God has led me back to Kenya. Goal is September of 2018, and I finished my fellowship in August. Next slide, please. So, one of the reasons I came here is to ask for your partnership with me. You've already partnered with me. You've ministered to me during my residency. You've prayed for me. I've prayed for you. But I just ask that you continue to pray for Tenwick Hospital. About a week ago, there was a fire in their wound ward, and so now they're rebuilding. And just please pray for the continuing work of God there. And also just join me in praise of Tenwick Hospital. God has trained hundreds of Christian doctors through this institution to go out in Eastern Africa and serve and minister to people in need. I ask that you pray for me. Pray for me as I finish my fellowship. Pray that God continues to bless my hands, that he continues to make a way. And then I have to ask you to join me in support. As part of my ministry, I need to partner with about 50 individuals or groups to join me of $75 a month for my 2 years there. My website is below. It is working now. And if you'd like to hear more about my story or my journey or how else you can partner with me or come visit Tenwick Hospital, I'll be around during the brunch time. That's it. Thank you.